Love is in the summer breeze, winding around the streets of our city in this February's edition of Living in Brisbane Live. From ideas for a romantic Valentine's Day that don't cost a fortune, to a calendar of events full of fun for everyone, there's so much to love. There are milestone birthdays for Brisbane icons, as Brisbane Metro turns one and our well-loved Walter Taylor Bridge turns 90. Celebrate Bris Asia Festival, help shape Brisbane towards 2032, make the most of the $2 summer dips and much, much more. All in this month's edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, it's Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner here. It's been a year since Brisbane Metro services kicked off and we've already had an incredible 6 million people jump on board. With more than 600 people moving to Brisbane every week, better public transport is key to keeping Brisbane moving. That's why we've delivered the biggest boost to bus services in over a decade. Commuters now have more services to more places more often, and all for just 50 cents per journey. With Brisbane 2032 on the horizon, we're working with all levels of government to deliver a lasting public transport legacy that extends well beyond the Games.
Bris Asia Festival returns on the 13th to 22nd of February, with 10 days of vibrant events and activities celebrating Lunar New Year and the Year of the Horse. Bris Asia is one of the ways we're creating more to see and do, to come along to enjoy live performances, art, food, and culture. Festival highlights include Southside by Night, Bris Asia Comedy Gala, Lunar New Year in the Gardens, Soul Gazing under the Cosmic Sky Dome, the Bris Asia Libraries Programme, and Lunar New Year Rooftop Party. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Bris Asia for the full festival programme.
Living in Brisbane means being prepared for severe weather and possible emergencies during storm season, which typically lasts until March. We can't prevent flooding in Brisbane, but being prepared can make a huge difference. Our website has a range of resources to help you protect your home, loved ones, and business. These include YouTube videos on how to prepare and what to do during severe weather, and tips to help you prepare your emergency kit and plan.
Grab your togs, towels, and loose change for general entry and dive into $2 summer dips before the offer wraps up on Saturday, the 28th of February. There's still time to stay cool for less as we deliver on our commitment to address the challenges of rising living costs. There's no limit to how many times you can save this summer, with a trip to the local pool a great way to entertain the kids, cool off, or stay active. To find a local pool near you, visit our website and search Summer Dips. Terms and conditions apply.
We're investing in happier and healthier Brisbane kids by helping them be active and stay safe when travelling back to school. There are 139 enhanced school zone signs at 74 schools across Brisbane to remind drivers to slow down when they're entering an active school zone. More than 14,000 students joined our Active School Travel Program in 2025 to walk, ride, scoot, use public transport, or carpool to school, building healthy lifestyle habits. Our Safer Schools Precinct program combines community engagement, infrastructure improvements, and changing behaviour to create safer, more sustainable transport options around schools. Find out other ways we support safe travel around schools on our website.
Easter can be a tough time for many Brisbane families, and the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust is here to help. Eligible charities can apply to the Trust for Easter grants to support community meals for vulnerable people and provide Easter eggs for those who would otherwise go without. In 2025, 25 charities from across Brisbane received an Easter grant to share Easter eggs and bunnies with vulnerable families. Applications are open from Monday the 23rd of February until Friday the 6th of March. Visit lmct.org.au/grants to learn more.
Love is in the air as Brisbane celebrates the 90th anniversary of the beloved Walter Taylor Bridge this Valentine's Day. Our historic bridge is currently preparing for birthday maintenance on its distinctive towers for future generations to enjoy. Named after its designer, Walter Taylor, the iconic bridge connecting Indooroopilly and Chelmer opened on the 14th of February 1936, becoming the longest suspension bridge in Australia at the time. The towers were originally home to the toll master and his family, with the last resident moving out in 2010. Find out more about the bridge and surrounding area by searching Indooroopilly Heritage Trail on our website.
Saturday the 14th of February is Library Lovers Day. Celebrate the role our 33 libraries and the people who work in them play in our community. Look out for special book displays and events at your local library or search Library Lovers on our website. Since our citywide rollout wrapped up in November, more than 310,000 households have green bins, making it easier than ever to recycle garden waste. You can use your waste vouchers to drop off oversized garden waste items to our resource recovery centres or take advantage of our free green waste weekends. If you're unsure about what to put in your green bin, download the Brisbane Bin and Recycling app or go to our website and search green bins for more information.
We're celebrating the one-year anniversary of Turn Up and Go Metro services, which have transformed public transport in Brisbane and improved how people get around our city. In January 2025, we launched the M2 Metro route between UQ Lakes and the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. Soon after, in June 2025, the M1 route between 8 Mile Plains and Roma Street commenced alongside Brisbane's new bus network. Since launching, more than 6 million passengers have travelled on a metro, with routes now including the underground Adelaide Street Tunnel that opened in September 2025. We're committed to keeping Brisbane moving and continue to work with the Queensland and Australian governments to explore expanding metro services to Springwood, Capalaba, Castledine and Brisbane Airport.
Did you know there are around 50,000 CityCat services every year travelling along a network of terminals stretching from the University of Queensland St Lucia to North Shore Hamilton? The most recent addition to our fleet, Barbarpa 2, is one of 10 next-gen double-decker CityCats. With wheelchair and pram access, toilet facilities on board, and open decks for clear viewing, they're the perfect way to travel, show off Brisbane to visitors, or get where you want to be in style. They're another great transport option, helping you leave your car at home. Search CityCat on our website for services information.
Curbside collections are coming up across Brisbane suburbs. To keep our neighbourhoods tidy, place your items on the curb no earlier than the weekend before your collection period. Remember, your pile should be no larger than 2 cubic metres or the size of a small box trailer load. Download our free Brisbane Bin and Recycling app for tips on what you can and can't put out for collection and other ways to reduce waste to landfill.
There is so much going on in Brisbane this month, including the Finn Class Sailing Regatta from the 7th to the 27th of February. Sea sailors from Australia and the world compete in the Australian Finn National Championships, the prestigious Finn Gold Cup, and the Finn World Masters for veteran sailors. Enjoy the Lord Mayor's City Hall concerts, free concerts every Tuesday from February to November, featuring everything from tribute bands and jazz to classical, opera and organ performances. Swingers, the art of mini golf at Brisbane Powerhouse New Farm. Play your way through 9 adventurous mini golf holes at Swingers, the art of mini golf at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Clean Up Australia Day is the 1st of March, helping keep our city clean and sustainable by teaming up with your family, friends and neighbours for Australia's largest community-based environmental event. To register, go to cleanup.org.au. Art and Eats is on the 14th of March from 4 till 9pm at The Gap. Don't miss this festival of creativity with spectacular art, live music, food trucks, raffles and more. Get ready for massive colour blasts every hour at Brisbane Colour Fest on the 14th of March. With live doll drumming and a high-energy DJ lineup with Bollywood, EDM and Punjabi remixes.
You can't put a price on love, but you can enjoy a memorable and romantic Valentine's Day in Brisbane without spending a fortune. Pack a picnic and head to Highgate Hill Park and soak up sweeping city views as the sun sets. Lovers of culture can wander through the city's public art trails for Instagram-worthy moments completely free. Prefer something simple? Take a sunset stroll along the Brisbane River, watching the city lights shimmer on the water. or indulge in literature's greatest love stories at your local library. Visit the Your Brisbane section on our website for more inspiration.
From international sport to spectacular shows, there is plenty to enjoy in Brisbane this month. The Free Lord Mayor's City Hall concerts are back for 2026, including Echoes of Cirque on Tuesday the 24th of February, blending the spirit of Django Reinhardt with modern energy. Time travel billions of years into the past and millions of years into the future with the American Museum of Natural History show Encounters in the Milky Way, narrated by Pedro Pascal at the Sir Thomas Brisbane Planetarium in Mount Coota. Head to Queen Street Mall to experience Gathering, a weekly showcase of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander performances, and join the amazing celebration of culture, music, and storytelling. Get yourself to Allan Border Field in Albion on Tuesday the 24th of February as Australia takes on India in the opening Women's One Day International. Don't miss the world's best cricketers going head-to-head.
Get a front row seat to explore the universe with a show in the Cosmic Sky Dome at the Sir Thomas Brisbane Planetarium. We're giving away a family pass of 4 tickets to any show of your choice. To enter, visit our website and search Living in Brisbane Competition. Entries close at 5 p.m. on Friday, 20th of February.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.